Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Good afternoon, or good morning, or good evening. This is not Steve, obviously. It's Becky Brown, and I am joined by Dr. Sherry Keffer and Dr. Daniel Amen, and we are so excited to have you join us as well, and we're looking forward to answering your calls. So give us a call at 1-800-229-3000. You have some brilliant minds in the studio today that can answer all kinds of questions. I know that we all know Dr. Amen as the brain expert, but Sherry also holds her own with that, and I just think that it's a great day for you to call us. And many times on our YouTube channel, which you can watch us on that every day, or reruns, we have people that will say, you know, I really want to call, but I'm kind of hesitant. Well, I'm going to challenge you today that today's the day that you need to call us. So call us 1-800-229-3000 with your questions. We can help you. And I was just talking to Sherry before we started about the topic of fear and anxiety. This month we are, for a gift of any amount, we have an offering of 100 Days to Freedom from Fear and Anxiety. And what a great gift of that would be. But Sherry, what are you hearing about fear and anxiety? And even Dr. Amen, what are you hearing about it in these days post-COVID?
Well, I'm hearing, even though it's post-COVID, it's not post-COVID. I mean, right. I'm in California, so we have some things that are happening in certain cities. And, you know, there's still a lot of fear and anxiety. And I think as we head into the fall season, I don't know, it's hard to predict, but I know you said brilliant minds, but I tell you something, Dr. Amen's acronym for bright minds is what the principles that he shares that can help us go through any storm, through COVID, through divorces, through betrayals, through, you know, a loss of a child and a loss of a loved one. And so, Dr. Amen, what do you say on, as far as your bright minds, what might help our listeners with fear or anxiety in these times?
Well, it's so good to be with you both. Thank you for having me. You know, what I often say whenever we talk about anxiety is, let's just start with the fact some anxiety is important. It's actually people with low levels of anxiety that die the earliest from accidents and preventable illnesses, illustrated by all the people partying on Miami Beach at the beginning of the pandemic. So, I mean, we've just come so far from them, but having some anxiety, so you wash your hands, you physically distance, you don't let the virus jump from you to someone else. That's really important. But obviously, it can go too much the other way, and in that way, damage your mind and damage your body. So when Sherry was talking about bright minds, one of the things I've learned from our database, which is nearly 200,000 scans now, is if you want to keep your brain healthy, you have to prevent or treat the 11 major risk factors that steal your mind. And hopefully during this time, we'll be able to talk about some of them.
I think that's a great idea. We're so glad you're both here. And I know that as you're listening today, you may be wondering about how fear and anxiety or anything else might be directing your life that maybe needs to, you know, get calmed down or get into alignment. Give us a call, 1-800-229-3000. We want to help you. We have all kinds of resources to help you get on with your life. And we know that there are challenges ahead, but we also know that God is faithful to give us what we need in the time that we need it. So give us a call, and we'll take your calls in a minute.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. We're here to answer your calls today, and by we, I'm talking about Dr. Sherry Keffer and Dr. Daniel Amen. We're so excited that you're both here. And Sherry, you had a comment you wanted to follow up with.
I did. So just this week, I was having a conversation with someone who had made a flight, ended up feeling, you know, fluish. You know, there was a rise in temperature and sore throat and congestion and coughing. And her greatest fear was that she had COVID. And so highly anxious. Mm-hmm. And what she did was she got home, she called her doctor, and she said her body, it's like she was on pins and needles. But as soon as the doctor said, you don't have COVID, she said, I literally felt my body calm down. Mm-hmm. And that proactivity, just doing what you need to do in order to lay that anxiety down. Like, she could have sat on pins and needles for days, weeks, or months, right? Mm-hmm. But she didn't. She was active, and then she felt it right away. And that's what our brain needs. Our brain needs the truth. And whether it was good news or bad news, it's still the truth, and that gives us a direction that we can go.
Right. I think that's such a good point, too. Even if it's not related to the pandemic, there are things that are taking over your brain that you're obsessing about, that you, if you just ask for someone to give you some clarity, it can begin a whole new process.
Yep.
All right. Well, we are going to take the first call, and it's going to be Kathy, who's calling us from Allentown, Pennsylvania. It listens on WBYN. And Kathy, we're glad you called. How can we help you today?
Well, hi. Thanks for taking the call. My question is, sometimes it feels like I have like cement on my brain. Like, I can't think sometimes. I just can't. I don't know what to do about it. So I'm hoping to find something I can eat or do to help me get through. I just sometimes I can't feel like my brain expands to process anything. I feel like it's closed up and there's cement laying on it or something. I know it sounds really weird, but...
Well, no, it's a good description.
So can you help me?
Well, we're going to try. Dr. Amen or Dr. Keffer, who would like to go first?
Well, let me take
a... Kathy, how old are you?
58.
And when did this start?
Well, I really noticed it within the last year or two. Now, I was diagnosed with PTSD, and I, spent 4.5 years talking to a psychologist. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it. And maybe it was before, and I just don't realize it.
Well, Sherry brought up before this Bright Minds mnemonic that I have, and now is a good time to jump into it. When you feel like you have cement in your brain, generally not a PTSD feeling, that often goes with insomnia and nightmares and anxiety and emotional overreactions. But when you have brain fog, it could be your hormones aren't right, so getting those checked on a regular basis. And the big idea behind Bright Minds is if you want to keep your brain healthy, or rescue it, that's what you and I are talking about. If it's headed to the dark place, you have to prevent or treat the 11 major risk factors. So whenever I think of cement in the brain or brain fog, I'm thinking, is there low blood flow? People who have hypertension or any form of heart disease or don't exercise. So you go, what's the simple thing I can do? Start walking. That, if you can, without pain, that's the first thing to do because it increases blood flow to your brain. Retirement and aging is the R. And it's like the older we get, the the more serious we need to be. So I turned 67 yesterday.
And happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's just so happy clear birthday. That the older you get, the more serious you need to be about brain health. Mm-hmm. And the I is inflammation. We just talked about COVID a little bit. COVID causes inflammation in the brain. I have hundreds of COVID scans. And it makes people more likely to get anxious and depressed because it inflames the emotional centers of the brain. But for you, I want you to get a really good physical look at things like inflammation, but also your hormones. Especially at 58, they tend to wane, and then we just don't think right. Hormones are like Miracle-Grow for the brain. But I always think before we say it's psychological, let's make sure it's not biological and getting a really good physical. Maybe, Becky, we can send her my book, Memory Rescue,
absolutely,
which New Life has, and yes. I think it would just help you so much.
Yeah,
Jerry?
That's a great
Thank
idea.
You.
Yeah, and you know, I love that you spent a good amount of time, right, talking with a psychologist. When you were there over that period of time, how many times in an actual session did you cry? Did you emote? Did you just
never?
Okay, so this is what I'm wondering is, you know, it's so funny. I wish we had a name for this. I think there should be a name like talk therapy and then cry therapy or feel therapy. Because in the world of trauma, and thank goodness for Dr. Amen and the SPECT scans that show this lovely little thing called the diamond. It's a diamond plus, but it's a pattern they often see with folks that have post-traumatic stress. And I always tell the folks when they come to me, I said, this is a diamond a girl doesn't want, right? It's it's that brain that gets stuck in fight, flight, or freeze. And my wondering with you is if there isn't some emotions or memory paths that are still stuck in freeze. And that can feel kind of numb. It can feel like cement. You might feel stuck in your emotions. And what I would probably explore with you is something called EMDR, which stands for Eye Movement Desensitization Reprocessing. It's not talk therapy. It's different. It's not that you don't share or talk or feel, but it's almost like it goes in a side door. And it actually touches on the trauma events, but it opens them up in such a lovely way that you end up not only sharing, but feeling. And I have Kleenex boxes in my office and I hide them. I put them in the back of the couch because I tell people when they come in, I go, you've been in freeze or you've been stuck or this stuff has been hurting you for too long. Let's let you cry through it. I'll be here. You're going to feel, you're going to cry, we're going to get to the other side, and you're going to feel lighter. That's what I would suggest for you, Kathy, because there's always a path through this. You don't have to stay with cement brain, right? You can, there's things that can break that down, but that's a great tool to consider.
I think
I will consider it, but I...
Go ahead, Kathy.
I would just tell you, I won't do that. I won't. I don't know why. But there's something that just, I will not do that.
Oh, honey. Honey bunny.
I don't know why.
Honey bunny, you're in Pennsylvania. I wish you were down the street. You know why? Because I would go out and have a cup of coffee with you. Because I would say, so tell me the fear. What? I mean, because you knew right away. It's like, whoop. Like, there's like a, what is the guy called? A front lineman on a football team. There's like an inner front lineman inside of you, like a football team player that's on the front line that's going, no, 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 no. What is that? What are you afraid of?
Mm-hmm.
What are you most afraid of?
I don't know. I really don't know. I just been like this for so long. And if I do cry, which is very, very seldom, it's quiet in my place and a couple seconds and that's it.
But
I know,
but do you know that's the path?
Yeah, it won't happen.
You know that's the path for you. And I can even hear it in your voice. That's why I asked the question. because it's right under the surface. And a lot of times, Kathy, you're not, I just want you to know you're not alone, because I think so many of us, we've had this hurt, and it's like our hurt's in the dark, and we're kind of afraid to go into the dark, to even know what's there, and mm-hmm. some of us feel like we're going to start crying and we're never going to stop. But it's exactly the antidote. It's what's needed to let go of the hurt. But you need to be held in a place with someone that you trust, you know, so that you can, your tears will not be wasted. And a lot of times what's happened is some of us grew up in homes where there was not comfort, or we were hurting and no one was there to hold us. No one was there to care for those sobs. In fact, they didn't happen. And so it can feel very foreign to us to go there. But
I also mm-hmm. think, don't you think, Sherry, it's also the story we tell ourselves about those tears. You know, that it's not okay. And if you do cry, then it's going to be too much. And I do think that's where EMDR can be so helpful for folks to just process that.
You brought up a great point. Sometimes, Kathy, with folks like yourself, the very first target, the very first negative belief that I target is it's not okay to cry. Mm-hmm. And the opposite is that I move them to is I can safely cry. It's okay. But a lot of memories come up for them about how it wasn't okay to cry. And so when I tackle that lie, that negative belief, and take that down, it does open up some courage. So anyway, I love that you called us. We
Me
care
too.
For you.
And we will send you Dr. Amon's book, Memory Rescue, and I know that that will be helpful. We also would encourage you, and anybody that's listening that may feel like that, connecting with a counselor is going to be a good path. But I love what you said, Dr. Amon, about, you know, checking that physical status, because that makes a difference. I just talked to a friend of the ministry the other day who they had been having marital problems, and they had gone to counseling and the husband wasn't responsive. Well, he had a yearly exam, found out that he had early stages of dementia, and it was affecting their communication process. And so here all this time, she's thinking he's just being stubborn, but his brain wasn't working right.
Wow.
And it, you know, without that, I thought that was pretty profound.
Yep.
But, you know, there's always a path that you have to take that may not look familiar to you, but trusting somebody to go in that next path would be helpful. We're going to go to, I think it's Jennifer, who's calling us from Farmingdale, New Jersey, and listens on Sirius XM 131. Hi, Jennifer. Thanks for calling. How can we help you today?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My question to you is, I lost my taste and smell in January due to COVID. That's the only symptom I had. I still have not recovered my sense of smell, and my taste is very minimal. Many times I feel isolated in my community when I'm eating with family or just don't understand. Do you have any recommendations? Because food does have a source of pleasure and memory, and so I'm struggling with that.
Mm. Wow.
Well,
such
Sherry or Dr.
Question.
Amon, yes, go ahead.
Well, it's just such an important question.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know, like, beyond a shadow of a doubt, COVID affects brain function. And early on, since smell and taste became hurt. And for about 5% of people, it doesn't come back. Mm-hmm. And what we've seen at Amon Clinics is we need to put them on that Bright Minds program to really work to rehabilitate their brain. And we actually use a group of scents to retrain the olfactory neurons in your brain. So I would be working your nose every day, 5 to 10 minutes. So get a group of powerful scents and just spend some time tickling your nose, trying to smell them, because it's going to help your brain begin to make those connections with those neurons that got hurt from this wicked virus.
Jennifer, you can hear the music, but we're going to come back and talk to you a little bit more about this. I like what you're suggesting to Dr. Amen. The after effects of any kind of disruption in our life can create isolation. And you've been able to identify exactly where the source of this is, but we want to help you get beyond that. If you need any help with anything, you can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you can call today with questions, 1-800-229-3000, and we'll be back in just a minute.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free, 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. You're with Becky Brown, Dr. Sherry Keffer, and Dr. Daniel Amen, and we're answering your calls. We're talking to Jennifer right now, who lost her taste of her taste and her sense of smell as a result of having COVID, and just is struggling with that isolation and the connection around food, which is really, that's really true. And I was just talking to Sherry at the break, Jennifer, about that sense of grief that comes in. You mentioned losing your joy and feeling isolated, and I think that's a pretty significant just a description of what you're going through. And the challenge will be, how do I push through while I'm doing some of the things that Dr. Amen had suggested, but also finding that relief with connection as opposed to pushing away? But I'd like to hear, Sherry, do you have anything that you want to share with Jennifer about that?
Oh, Jennifer, you know, I think, who were you, how connected were you before COVID and before you had gotten COVID?
I'm a very connected person.
Okay.
I'm of Italian descent. Food, I cook every night for my family.
Yeah.
And I find that I'm losing that joy of cooking for my family. I did try to find a new recipe last night and made something. I could taste it a little bit, but something burnt and I couldn't smell that. And that sort of affects my ego in a way. I can't explain it, but it's like, oh, you know, it burnt. And I find that I'll burn things and not even realize it was so much part of who I was prior to COVID.
Oh, my goodness. You know, what you're making me think of, Jennifer, it's like in a different way, and I'm not trying to minimize this trauma event for someone this has happened to, but as I'm hearing you, it's like an amputee. I knew a woman who was a runner, and she ended up having an injury and ended up in a wheelchair. Her whole identity was wrapped around marathons. Her whole friend group was wrapped around marathons. And we're hearing you in a very fresh way, how food and being Italian and cooking meals and knowing when something is burnt and when it's not, and how that can impact your ego, what you do, which equals love, like self-love and other love. And I saw my friend have to rebuild a different way of doing life. She does some things now that she never thought of doing before. She's been more creative. She actually started working with mosaics, and she makes these amazing mosaic tables and all this stuff, because she can use her hands and all of that. But I don't know what your mosaic is going to be. I just know it's going to be different. And I think our joy comes when we start realizing that there is ways to live in love outside of what we comfortably used to do. And it may be that you're going to find and journey through this and even call us back some months down the road and go, oh my goodness, I can't tell you what I started doing after our call, right?
I love that.
But don't lose hope, right? The COVID is new and we don't really know. Even the 5%, it's the 5% over what? A year and a half. People might find it comes back, but it might take, 2 years or 2.5 years or 3 years, who knows? But do what Amen said, Dr. Amen said. I thought it was a brilliant idea. And call us back and let us know what changes there are.
We're going to send her a copy of your Memory Rescue, but also I want to send her a copy of the Life Recovery Bible because, you know, we're talking about acceptance and moving through things that are not what we typically have experienced. You know, this is a great loss for you, Jennifer, but I know that there is hope, just like Sherry said. One of the things that I'm excited about this weekend is we're going to offer hope to a lot of couples. We are going to have our Intimacy and Marriage Workshop in the D.C. area. So if you are struggling in your marriage, you can join us there. You can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or you can also go to newlife.com. It is an amazing weekend that can make a difference in your marriage. We even have a group of engaged couples who are going to start off their married life together in a good way with some good information. And so if you want to join us, there's still time and we would love to see you there. Right now, we're going to go to another call. We are going to talk to, I think it's Barbara. And I think that's it because I can't see that screen. She's calling us from Covington, Kentucky. And Barbara, we're glad you called. How can we help you?
Yes, like I was telling her, I had a brain tumor removed about 50 years ago, and it's on the right side of my brain, and I have frontal lobe seizures, you know, slight ones from that. But I lose concentration a lot and my motivation, and I don't know if it's because of that, if that's the part of the brain that controls that, or what I can do to help myself get motivated and concentrate more.
Okay, Dr. Amon, what would you like to start with?
Well, Barbara, I'm so glad you called. Was the tumor in your right frontal lobe?
Yes, it was on the right side, and it was. Dr. Ford said it was big as his fist. That's how big the tumor was in my head.
Hmm. Wow. Well, yes, the front part of your brain is involved with things like focus and forethought, judgment, impulse control, and when you hurt it, it can impact your brain. The idea is how can you optimize it so you can stabilize the excessive function. And maybe, because I'm hearing the music, when we come back, we can talk about how to do that. But this is a great, important conversation for us to have.
That's great. And we will talk to you, Barbara, after the break. If any of you need help, please give us a call. We have counselors all across the country in your area. We also have great workshops that you can find some help, but you got to give us a call. We'll be right back.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's why I continue to support the ministry with the hope that not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the New Life member thank you gift of the New Life Journal, 100 Days of Peace, 7 Ways to Choose Healing, Growth Has No Boundaries, a Restoration Bible, and a New Life grocery tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits, like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. We are talking to Barbara, and Dr. Amon had begun the conversation about how important understanding how our brains actually function. Dr. Amon, do you want to continue with Barbara?
I do. Thank you so much. I mean, this is such an important topic. So, through no fault of her own, she ends up with a tumor in her right frontal lobe, some seizures after that, and problems focusing. And what I see is no matter how you hurt your brain, whether it's a tumor or a head injury or COVID, what we've seen at Amon Clinics is you can get your brain better. And how do you do that? I mean, it's basically three things. You have to love your brain. I mean, like, really think it's important because it is. And then avoid anything that hurts it. and do things on a regular basis that helps it. It's the bright minds mnemonic we talked about earlier. But this is where things like diet and exercise, simple supplements, can just be so critical to help your brain be better balanced. And then if you have sleepy frontal lobes from the tumor resection, sometimes stimulating supplements like rhodiola or green tea extract, or sometimes even medication can be really helpful. If you came to one of our clinics, we would look at your brain, because I always say, how do you know unless you look? And then work to optimize it, sort of like if you had a great car, what you want to do is always make the engine work at the best possible it can. Sherry, does that make sense to you?
It makes a ton of sense. There's just a lot of hope there. And I happened to be walking the halls when you were doing your NFL study, when you had all the players come in. And I remember in the... there was a room you had that we had a conference room or whatever, but you had made their pre-scan, right, how their brain looked before you did the brain rehab program with them, right? And they looked horrible. I mean, these guys, there were concussions. Some of them were in boxing when they grow up. And you'd feel bad for their brain if you saw it. And then afterwards, after you put them on through the program, which is where so much of your material and your books have come from, they looked different. They looked plumper. They looked healthier. Things had filled in. And I was absolutely surprised. Now, not only like a picture was worth a thousand words, but their lives were different as a result of that, brain working better. But that I think that gave me hope that no matter what brain you have today and what's happened to it, you can make it better.
Do you know, one of the things that you always say, Dr. Amen, is to love your brain. I think so many people think that that's beyond their capability to actually love their brain. But you have said in the show today, it could be something as simple as walking. It could be, you know, what are you eating? There's some minor changes that can make major differences. And so I hope that was helpful to you, Barbara, and we'll send you a copy of his Memory Rescue book. I know Dr. Amen, my sister and my mother are both big fans, followers of your work, but also we put into practice what you have told us. And I think so many times, even in the counseling world, we say the same things over and over again, and people think that there's a different answer. Like, well, maybe it's not that. Maybe we don't need to love our brain, or maybe we don't need to meditate, or maybe we don't need to have less stress or whatever. And so what I want to encourage the audience is, what is the thing that you're resistant to? And maybe explore that a little bit, because there is a new life out there for you. We're going to go to Tom, who's calling us from Allentown, Pennsylvania, and he listens on WBYN. Thanks for calling us, Tom. How can we help you today?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I got a question. I was in a car accident. It'll be 2 years on August 12th, and I'm suffering with a post-concussion syndrome where I'm in a constant state of fog and fatigue, there's neural fatigue, and I just was wondering, is there any cure for this or any hope, or is this how I'm stuck with the rest of my life and just got to learn how to deal with it? I don't know. That's why I'm calling you guys.
Well, we're glad you called today. Dr. Amen and Sherry, what would you offer him?
I'm so excited, Tom, you called. What we've been talking about, you are not stuck with the damage, but you have to get really serious about repairing it. As Sherry brought up, I did the big NFL study at a time when the NFL was sort of not telling the truth about traumatic brain injury in football, and so many players struggled with post-concussive syndrome from the thousands of hits that they endured. But, you know, the reason I knew to do that study is because I had worked with thousands of people just like you, that after a car accident or after a fight or after a fall, they just weren't themselves. They had headaches and brain fog and irritability and depression. And you can see it on a scan. So getting yourself to one of our clinics could be a good idea. You can see it, but then you can rehabilitate it. One of my favorite rehabilitation techniques is hyperbaric oxygen therapy. In my NFL work, we put them on a high-quality multiple vitamin, high-dose, high-quality fish oil, and a brain boost that works in six different ways. So targeted supplements, I talk about that in memory rescue. And then we teach them what to avoid. Alcohol is not a health food. Marijuana is not going green. They'll help you feel better in the short run and make you feel worse in the long run. And so knowing what to eat, what to avoid. And then there's this very interesting syndrome that very few people actually know about called the Erlen syndrome. You should write that down, Erlen, I-R-L-E-N. Because often people with post-concussive syndrome develop light sensitivity, and then they get headaches, and they're irritable and anxious, and wearing colored-filtered lenses, everybody's color's different, can just make a radical positive difference. I have a National Hockey League player that just had the most wicked concussion. Someone hit him in the head, and then hit the ice, and it's just brutal. Ooh. And headaches, and you know, I think we're like 5 months into treatment. He's so much better. I'm so happy. But you know, doing those things that I just said, the supplements, hyperbaric oxygen, you want to take this, and I know you are, seriously, and then please don't lose hope. And so many people, they go to their doctor, and their doctor goes, rest, and it doesn't go away after 6 months or a year, you're sort of stuck with it. And I'm like, that's complete nonsense. We have to work to heal the brain.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I... true story, and I know Rick would be okay if I shared his story. Rick Tanzi is a friend of mine. You know him as well, Dr. Eamon, but he came and had a spec scan done. He went to Barbados and was there to teach a conference, and the thief broke into his hotel room, threw him out the window four stories to his death. Now, he didn't die, but if you can imagine, kind of like what you experienced, Tom, there was this earth-shattering thing that happened to his brain. He wasn't the same. He actually tells me the story. He says he kind of laid on the couch for about a year and a half and drooled, but he came and had a spec scan. But Rick did everything that he had been suggested. He's done EMDR, he did myofascial release, he's done Sarasate, he's done a lot of stuff. But you know what? That man, you would never know today that that was an injury that happened to him, because he rehabbed his brain, and it's amazing how resilient our brain is and how it can actually bounce forward into a better place after it's been really hurt.
I'm so glad you called, Tom, and I know we will send you also the Memory Rescue, and I want to encourage you to just keep pushing through and don't accept that this is the end of the road for your brain. You know, one of the great things about New Life is we have so many people that financially support the ministry to help us bring the program to you, to help us do all of the ministry that we do. And right now, we are offering a new Club New Life gift that is called Time with God. It includes a book of 100 Days of Peace, New Life Journal, Restoration Bible, 7 Ways to Choose Healing, and Growth Has No Boundaries, and a New Life grocery tote to put them all in. So I want to encourage you, if you haven't already joined Club New Life, that's our monthly giving program, it really makes a difference in everything that we do. And for as little as $30 a month, you can make a difference in someone's life. And if you've never given before, just consider today that that might be the next thing that you do. Hold on, we're going to have more calls after the break.
Music.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. Thanks for waiting to have us answer your call, but we are still taking calls, so you can call us at 1-800-229-3000 for the next hour. We'll be answering your questions. If you need any help, you know, you can contact us at newlife.com or 1-800-NEW-LIFE. There's always someone who's ready to help you in whatever situation that you might be in. Right now, we're going to talk to Lynn, who's calling us from Denver, and she listens on KKKS, and we're so glad you called, Lynn. How can we help you?
Hi. Thank you for everything you do. I've been listening to you guys for years.
Great.
but my question is I just need to know what steps do I take to help my daughter, or what steps do I take to see that she needs some help.
Okay.
She just recently, in the past few years, has gotten anxious. You know, she talks fast. Her job is crazy stressful and busy. And like when you talk to her, it's like she always has to say, "Wait, I can't talk about that." And you could just see her gathering her thoughts and. So I don't know if it's manic, and she kind of realizes a little bit, and she's had a lot of loss in her life too. So I think it's just all coming up where she's like drowning, but her head's above water. Mm. You know, she's trying to stay above water.
How old is she, Lynn?
She's 49.
Okay. And what kind of work does she do?
She works for a pharmaceutical company.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And has she been diagnosed?
At home.
Has she been diagnosed?
No.
Okay.
Not with anything. No. And when she was 13, her father, you know, walked out on us and had an affair, and she knew about the affair first. You know, so she had to deal. We were a close family, and then she got married and ended up marrying a narcissist. And she got strong enough where she separated from that relationship, hoping that it would get back. But then in the meantime, he had an affair with the neighbor. So and they ended up getting married. So I think everything is just like, you know, and she's single and so with, you know, children. So and when you ask her, you know, to get help, you need something, she's like, "I know, you know," but I think her busyness, and then
okay.
She has her good moments, and then so.
All right. Well, let's see, Sherry. What would you offer, Lynn?
Oh my goodness! You know, it's so amazing how you're a good mom, and it's amazing how you have a pulse on your daughter when you begin to see some behavioral changes, like, you know, how she feels very overwhelmed and talks faster. And my sense is those things are around anxiety. I have a heart for your daughter in a particular way because she's a daughter of sexual betrayal, and she also was married to a man who sexually betrayed her. In my book, Intimate Deception, I have a chapter that is called When a Diamond's Not a Girl's Best Friend. And remember earlier I was talking about that picture that Dr. Amen sees when somebody goes to his clinic. And they call it a diamond plus. That's what he calls it. But it's basically a few different areas of the brain. There's the gas pedals of the brain, which are the anxiety, the basal ganglia. So the anxiety's on high, and I can hear that. There's the limbic system, which holds highly charged emotional memories. That's where the amygdala and other things are. And then there's the cingulate gyrus, which is kind of that gear shifter that is the ruminator place. And we can be on this crazy wheel of pain, really want to get off, but not know how. And I'm curious. I have a feeling your daughter might have that diamond plus pattern, which would be trauma. And so to have this precious daughter, I often say, you know how our bodies start changing 50 plus. It's harder to hold your tummy in, and you know, your face starts looking a little different in the mirror. Trauma's the same way. It just doesn't stay put. It starts leaking out. And so with the pressure of her job, with COVID, with all of that, I imagine her body is and brain are inviting her in to do some work. Would she be open to talking to any counselor? Would she be open to reading my book, Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal? Because this is the deal. I heard for her because I healed broken. I didn't do the therapy and healing and EMDR and all that right away. And I wandered, kind of like your daughter. I was in a whole different business. I was selling ultrasound systems. And I was spitting and sputtering. I was single. I couldn't cope well until I actually did the work so I could heal well. You're seeing symptoms of a brain that's still struggling because her heart got hurt.
Dr. Amen, what would you suggest Lynn do as a support person for her daughter?
Well, one really simple thing to do, we just finished doing a 30-day happiness challenge. At the end of 30 days, people were 22% happier. You could do it together with her 5-10 minutes a day just to begin to have the conversation is how do you get your brain, your mind, your relationships, and your soul healthy, because all of them matter, right? When I listen, I'm hearing there's brain health issues, there's also psychological issues, social issues, and I have a new book coming out next year called You Happier, The Neuroscience of Feeling Good, based on your brain type. You just want to get her engaged in some form of help, and then hopefully she'll get motivated enough to get the right assessment to optimize her. And that's what you want, right? As a good mom, that you're worried, you're concerned, and you just want her to be able to be better. And at 49, she's coming into, you know, perimenopause or menopause, and that's another sort of bump that'll happen. People who are vulnerable to anxiety and depression, when they go through menopause, that gets magnified as progesterone and estrogen begin to wane. So lots of things to do. Perhaps, Becky, we could send her my book now, Your Brain is Always Listening, which would be a great companion to Sherry's book.
I think we're going to send both of them. And, you know, Lynn, it's like Sherry said, you're a good mom to be concerned. You know, it reminds me, we've talked a lot today, and if you're holding online, please hold, and we'll get your call in a minute. For the next hour, we're taking calls, so 1-800-229-3000. But it reminds me of that passage in Philippians that says, whatever is good, noble, right, think on these things. And we've talked to so many people today that have been stuck in the not right things in their life. And that's where their focus goes. And what I want to encourage you to do, if something's not right, let's shift that thinking to what is possible. What can I do? Who can I call? And of course, I would say call us here at New Life. We've got all kinds of resources to get you started on a new path. We've got a workshop coming up this week, and I already told you about the Intimacy and Marriage Workshop, but we've got one in a couple weeks for Every Man's Battle. We've got, and that one's going to be online. We also have another online workshop called Emotional Freedom. And so many of you are stuck in that process of whatever the past trauma is or whatever the struggle is, and this can be a good start. I want to thank you both, Dr. Sherry Kaffer and Dr. Daniel Amen, for joining us today, and for you, the listener, to listen to us today. We're so appreciative that you join us each day. Share this with a friend. Hold on if you're on the line, and we're going to answer you right after this. We'll see you again next time. Thanks again.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.